Good morning, it's 7:37. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us is Dr. Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
What a day it's going to be. It's going to be a nice day, and we'll just all celebrate.
Another person who's celebrating is Jeff Bezos of Amazon. He is now the owner of the Washington Post the same week the New York Times sold off the Boston Globe.
Remember at the end of the Monopoly game when you had all the money, you could buy anything you wanted?
Actually, that usually didn't happen to me.
Right. And if you didn't, if you weren't winning, then you took the board and hit your brother over the head with it. And we call that revolution. But in any case, one other great institution, the Washington Post, now joins the Boston Globe, two of the best newspapers that this country has ever seen. And they sell for a fraction of what the last people paid for them. We're pretty lucky because in both cases, I suspect that the men who are buying them are doing it more as a civic duty, more as a contribution, understanding what journalism is all about and what it means, than for any other crass reason. When Rupert Murdoch buys something, I raise my eyebrows and I say, oh, brother, you know, this is going to be part of carrying out his understanding of the way politics works. I don't think that's true in either of these cases.
Let's go now to the top story of the past week, perhaps internationally. The U.S. is now saying that it intercepted communications between top al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen and Pakistan, and that explains the embassy closures. What's your take on the threat that we're still looking at here?
There's no question that there is an al-Qaeda. There is no question that they would do us ill, that they've done us ill in the past, and they would try to create another tragedy. The administration did the right thing. We know that other countries are closing their embassies for exactly the same reason. Look, not easy to close an embassy. People need their help. But on the other hand, you know, we have seen in Benghazi what can happen, and we want to make sure that we do it right. It's very, very difficult stuff. It's very hard. It may be impossible.
Lastly, to a couple of new polls on the 2016 race, and in the early going in the Republican field, it looks like Chris Christie has the best path forward, at least as of right now, against the Democratic presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton.
If, in fact, there are primaries and the right-wing Republicans come out and they, in quotes, forgive Christie for helping the president in his election, then I think he will win the election. The real question is, will they want a winner enough to choose a guy who can win and who has shown the American people that he is not afraid to play well with others? That's what they like about Christie, as well as his charismatic approach. I have no doubt that if it's a Clinton-Christie election, it's going to be a very close one.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Alan, I'll see you on Park Place and Boardwalk.
Yes, we will.